thank you for tuning in to Ask the Pharmacist with Joe DiMatteo. Joe is a pharmacist, naturopath, and board certified in clinical nutrition. We are here to impact your health and change your life. My name is Joe DiMatteo Jr., and it is my honor to introduce my father, Dr. Joe DiMatteo. I want to live with a bandit. Give you all that I am. Every part of my heart, Jesus, I place in your hands. I want to live with a bandit.
Hope you're having a very blessed day. Joe DiMatteo live in studio with the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. An emailer writes and says, hey, my name is Kelly, and I was diagnosed with low thyroid functioning, hypothyroidism, March of 2016. And since then, my PCP put me on Synthroid 50 micrograms, now 88 micrograms, with the blood work. And at 8-week intervals, my hair is falling out in clumps. I have a strong metallic numb taste sensation in my mouth. I feel very fatigued. My neck feels tight at times. I don't feel that my PCP is looking at me globally. Only 8 weeks of blood work and then to increase my Synthroid. Do you have any suggestions or insight into my symptoms or what I'm experiencing or any direction or what I need to do to get some help? Pretty tough. I'm not real sure. I've definitely had some folks say that they've had a little bit of a metallic or an odd taste when they've gone on to the Synthroid levothyroxine. I wouldn't say that's common. I'm not real sure what else is going on. I'm not real sure why your hair is falling out. Was your hair falling out previously would be my question. Bumping your dose, increasing it after 8 weeks is not necessarily, Kelly, an odd thing for your physician to do. Possibly your thyroid was not responding efficiently. In other words, your thyroid labs that were run were not coming up or not coming more into balance. So I'm sure that's why they increased it. My thoughts would still be, though, what else could be going on from the standpoint are how extensive your thyroid labs that are being drawn, how detailed are they? So I would refer you back to our video broadcast on our website. Go to our YouTube channel, but you can go back to the website askjoed.com, and you can just look up. You can actually type in, I believe. I think that process might be working, maybe not yet. Just tab on to the broadcast at the top of the screen on the face page, and you'll see audio and video broadcast. Just click onto the video. It'll take you over to our YouTube channel, Ask Joe DiMatteo YouTube. And then you can just start scanning through. There are specific teachings on thyroid, but I would want to get a reverse T3. I'd want to get a free T3. I'd want to know what your thyroid antibodies are, and most physicians do not do that today, so I'm not sure that I would even make a recommendation to you as to what we should do without getting more information. So your specific question is, what should I do, and what direction? I'm not real sure why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, and certainly I don't know why your neck feels tight and drawn at times. I don't know if you have a goiter or not, so that question would be better answered by your medical doctor. 800-281-8255. Melissa writes and says, I take St. John's for PMS. Okay. And wanted to know, would it be recommended to take Mood Essentials instead or with it? If someone could explain the benefit of Mood Essentials for PMS, that would be great. They could take both of them together or one or the other. I would say to you, see, premenstrual syndrome, which is a state, in my opinion, of dysfunction for women prior to menses, typically they're more anxious They're more irritable. They are more moody. And they're having tremendous balance issues. So maybe not necessarily physical. Often the symptoms are physical. There's breast tenderness. There's fluid retention. There's weight gain. You feel bad. So I'm more of an individual that thinks about getting to the root of the problem. So certainly St. John's Wort can help a woman that is very moody, that's going through PMS. But I'd like to balance your hormones. I'd like for you to do a female hormone urine panel. I'd like for you to think about adding some magnesium essentials to what you're doing, some coenzyme B complete. You're managing kind of the manifestation, the mood part, which is not a bad thing. That's even what medications, that's why they'll even put women with hard PMS and PMDD, they want to put them on Prozac. So there's a place for St. John's Wort. There's a place for mood essentials or L5-HTP, but I don't know if that's dealing with the heart of the matter. 800-281-8255. Happiness. Does it just come to us? Is it something that just happens? Is it a choice? And how do we speak about it? How do we, where does it begin? Where does the happiness begin in our lives? Is it external? Is it exogenous? Does it come from without, meaning that, well, as long as I have money and I have position and I have a roof over my head and I have a boat and I have and I have and I have, is that where my happiness comes from? Or I want to get married and now I'm happy and I'm going to be fulfilled? Or I want to get another job, I want to get another degree. Where does the happiness, is it external, exogenous, or is it internal? Is it a choice? Or does it naturally just come to individuals? Psalm 34, the psalmist David, this was right around the time that he pretends to be insane when he's in the presence of Abimelech. Why? Because he was attempting to save his life. And I'm not sure that was always the greatest choice. And David by no means was a perfect human being, but he ultimately was a man that truly sought the heart of God. Psalm 34:1 says that I will extol the Lord at all times, and his praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord, and let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Verse 5 says, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Choice. I think there's a lot of descriptors here. It says that I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt. I sought the Lord and he answered me. Those who look to him are radiant. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. We see the words extol him at all times, boast in the Lord. Those who look to him are radiant. Tasting implies giving God not just a chance, but investing in a relationship with God. God will surely never disappoint those who invest and submit to him. Verse 9, those who fear him lack nothing. Where does happiness begin? Is it an external, extrinsic factor? Or does it begin inside? Does it begin with a choice that you and I make? Now, I know that many of us, many of you, are battling maybe major issues in your life. Difficulties, stressors, trauma, marital issues. I understand that. None of this is meant to be insulting to you. None of this is meant to say that it's easy. It's not easy. We see that the psalmist refers to that later on in talking about how God's face is towards those who those that desire him, but he is against those who work iniquity. No one is implying that this is an easy thing, but it is a choice. It's a decision that we make. The psalmist in Psalm 34 makes it very clear, even in the midst of his difficulties, he was extolling, he was boasting, he was looking to him, he was tasting of God's goodness and understanding a reverence and a fear and the ways, he uses this numerous times in Psalm 34, the ways of the Lord, happiness. It doesn't just come. It doesn't just appear. We have to seek it out. We have to make decisions, and we have to make choices. Choose. You'll see a little later on, we'll talk about how words that you use, that you and I use, can create an environment of hostility, animosity, anger, and difficulty. And yet this same tongue that God has given me can create an environment of peace, of happiness, of solitude, basically often through the words we speak. Now, I'm not saying your words create something, and I think there's a lot of teaching out there. I don't know that the Bible teaches that. I'm saying that our words and the words of our tongue and what we say in relationship horizontally can create an anxious, angry, hostile environment. Or if I choose my words, if I choose to walk in peace, I can create an environment and an arena of peace and joy. 800-281-8255. I've got a bunch of emails to cover. We've got a caller up here. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to that caller right now. We've got Linda in New Jersey. If I can get her on. There you go. And then we're going to talk to Linda, I guess, about fluoride, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So your specific question is how much before it's toxic?
Yeah.
Good question. I'm not real sure I know that. I know years ago when you looked at the use of fluoride, even in children, the use of even 2 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams a day were acceptable for quote, teeth and maintaining teeth and preventing caries. Now, I am not a advocate of fluoride, but I'm not real sure what the I'm sure it's pretty high. I'm sure it might be, 4 or 5 milligrams per kilogram, which would be, gosh, if you are 80 kilos, you weigh 160, 170 pounds, that could be hundreds of milligrams. So you'd have to get really, really high. I guess my argument would be, I just don't know how good literally any amount of fluoride is in our bodies. Maybe I would start there with that basic premise.
What's the harm? What's the damage that fluoride can cause? Any brain damage?
Brain damage. I'm not real sure. That's a pretty specific question. I don't know. I know that you can have fluorosis that is created. I'm not sure about brain damage. I'd have to check that at the break. I just, off the top of my head, I just don't know. All right, Linda.
Okay. Just with during the time with, for years using the toothpaste with containing fluoride, I would presume that it's harmful.
Well, here's what I would say, which you have to understand, there's microgram amounts of what we see in the toothpaste. So I don't know that I would go that far. I'm talking about large amounts. I wouldn't say that fluoride in the amount that's in toothpaste is toxic per se, and we're not going to die from that amount. I'm just saying I'm just not real sure that it's all that it's cracked up to be, and I'm not real sure that there's all the health benefits that are stated from it. That's what I would say. I don't think you have to worry about it being toxic unto death or brain damage with the amount, the very small microgram amounts that are in toothpaste. All right?
Because I'm concerned with the amount of the vitamins that they gave my daughter, my child, with fluoride, that contain fluoride.
Well, that was my point earlier. That's, you know, they can go anywhere from 1 to 2 milligrams a day. So that's a very common thing that's done to, quote, protect the teeth. I think we've got to make sure we keep kids away from sugars. They brush frequently. They do great, you know, dental hygiene. I think those components are much, much more important, in my opinion. All right, Linda, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. 800-281-8255. Vitamin C. We're going to talk a little bit about the importance, first of all, and the attributes of vitamin C today and the ascorbates. Now, we like to refer to the pH neutral version of vitamin C as ascorbate. We use an L ascorbate form, and this is very critical because I have loads of literature just talking about the importance of C. A new study that was just completed probably a couple of years ago showed there was a direct correlation between muscle strength, physical performance in older women that was directly linked to their status of vitamin C. It says that vitamin C, this was just the article piece, this appeared in the, the Gerontology and Biologic Medicine, so a study of the aged, and they said, we understand, and the research shows, and we'll talk about this in a bit, that vitamin C, the ascorbates, good forms of C, are important for the synthesis of collagen, structural component of tendons, ligaments, blood vessels, bone. I'll talk to you a little bit later how it helps you to detoxify and helps you to make glutathione and sulfhydryl groups, all good things. But what this article did was simply show that they took about almost 700 women, 75 years of age and older. Now, this isn't just for those that are over 75. This is for all of us. But the simple test here was this. They measured hand grip strength, how long you could stand on one leg, how long you could do specific things, how long you could keep your eyes open, what your walking speed was, what your gait was, what the ambulatory status of these elderly 78, 80, 85-year-old women. And what they found is there was a very clear corollary to the plasma concentrations of ascorbates, C, their physical performance. And what they found is as the level of ascorbate in the plasma increased, as their plasma vitamin C concentrations increased, they found their hand grip strength to be improved, the length of time to be able to stand on one leg and keep an eye open. They looked at walking speeds. They looked at gaits, the strength and the balance in your gait. The higher your plasma ascorbate levels, the better you tested on all of these scenarios. The study author said that in community-dwelling women, the concentration of ascorbate levels correlates and relates well to their muscle strength, their physical performance, and so on. Just a nice little tidbit. If you do not use the ascorbates, you need to think about it. 800-281-8255. What about your skin health? You know, we make topical vitamin C preps, serums. I'm big on taking vitamin C, the buffered vitamin C form, for your skin health. And you hear me often talk about, we've done video broadcasts on skin health, wrinkling and aging of the skin, and how pycnogenol, P-Y-C-N-O-G-N-E-N-O-L, pycnogenol that we use, Horfag Research, Biosil that we have on our site, and plenty of buffered vitamin C ascorbates, and some of our topical skin firming serum can have a huge impact on your skin, the quality of your skin, and the protection of your skin. Researchers at University of Leicester have looked at the relationship to healthier skin, human skin, skin regeneration, and the levels of vitamin C within the tissue. An analysis that looked at sustained exposure to vitamin C that you ingested and looked at the genes in the cells in the skin, its ability to regenerate skin. The results demonstrated that vitamin C could improve wound healing by stimulating what are called quiescent or kind of dormant fibroblasts to divide, do a good thing, and promote their migration and movement to a wounded area. Vitamin C could also protect the skin by increasing the capacity of these fibroblasts to repair potentially mutagenic lesions. Bottom line, the study indicates a mechanism for which C, the ascorbates, contribute to the maintenance of healthy skin by not only the promotion of wound healing, but protecting your cellular DNA against damage and oxidation. You want to have a decent protocol for your skin. It starts with the buffered C ascorbates. It starts with adding some vitamin C. Get the powdered vitamin C. Do a half teaspoon in the morning and in the evening, and maybe 4 to 5 ounces of water. I do a lot more than that. Take the tablets. Take 4, 5, 6 grams a day. Divide, separate the doses. And you want to really enhance your skin health. You can do some other things, but the focus today of discussion to a great degree will focus on the role of vitamin C and the ascorbates. Hypertension, high blood pressure. Let's jump over to high blood pressure for a few moments before we go to the break. How many of you are battling high blood pressure? And you're on meds, and in some cases you have to be. We don't want you to not use your meds and have your blood sugar go through the roof or your blood pressure go through the roof. But just a couple of thoughts. Have you ever been tested for heavy metals? Direct link to lead and even cadmium. High lead levels in your tissues can increase the risk for high blood pressure. Obesity. I'm overweight. I'm carrying excessive weight. A significant risk factor. It's not the only risk factor for high blood pressure, but it is certainly a risk factor. Consuming too much salt in relationship to your magnesium and potassium intake. I consume a lot of salt. I don't supplement with mag and potassium absorbable forms, and I don't eat vegetables because I don't like them. Bad combination. Too much salt, not enough potassium and magnesium. I often tell folks, don't just cut back on your sodium, but reduce your sodium, but increase and add foods that are rich in nutrients, supplements that are rich in magnesium and potassium. Laboratory animal studies show that sugar, high sugar intake, they can cause in animal studies, and we know this to be true in humans as well, we can cause an exaggerated insulin response, meaning your insulin spikes when I dump sugar and spike my blood sugars, insulin spikes and responds, and it has a very negative effect on your blood pressure. Alcohol. Numerous studies have shown a direct relationship between alcohol and high blood pressure. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about changing your diet. More vegetables in your diet, more raw foods. Maybe going a little bit to like a DASH type of a diet, which is a lot of vitamin C, a lot of magnesium, essential fatty acids, more of a Mediterranean style, more vegetables and nuts and seeds, cutting back on the white flours and the white carbs and the white sugars, maybe even adding some onions to your diet, eating steel-cut oats. Can all of these factors help your blood pressure? What about reducing vegetable oils or deep fried oils? Does this impact your blood pressure? It most certainly does. We come back, we'll finish the second half with that and a little bit more on vitamin C. Stay tuned. 800-281-8255. I'll be right back.
We get many people that have not gotten well with traditional medicine.
For nurse practitioner Joyce Gibb, specialist in functional integrative medicine, good health is often a gut-level decision.
Yeah, about 70 to 85% of your immune system's in the gut. As a child, your thymus gland is actually your immune system, and babies are born with hardly any flora or minimal amounts. And through exposure to dirt, things they suck on, their mom's antibodies they get from breast milk, gradually just builds up over time. Always start with the gut. When you have somebody has an illness, the normal bacterial balance that's supposed to be there is typically not there. They could have yeast overgrowth, parasites. They could have just an imbalance of bacteria. And many times that's just evaluated by history, or we can do further testing that they can do at home. We look at a systems-based approach. So you have your immune system, your GI, hormones, energy, cardiometabolic, and all those systems work together.
Call for a consultation today. 888-865-9595.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoD.com.
The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget, make annual checkups, and pray for a happy and healthy home. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist knows how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. That's why he hosts a daily call-in show dedicated to helping you achieve greater physical and spiritual health. Trying to keep you and your family healthy can be frustrating. As a certified pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, and naturopathic doctor, Joe specializes in bridging the gap between conventional and alternative medicines. Joe examines the most recent headlines and scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is hype and what is really important. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, Joe DiMatteo strives to bring your health into a spiritual focus. He begins each show with prayer and reflection, asking for good health and happiness for you and their listeners all across America. Tune in, listen, learn, and live healthy with Ask the Pharmacist.
Considering a probiotic? Just remember that what's on the bottle isn't necessarily what's in it. This is Joe DiMatteo, and like you, my family's health is extremely important to me, and I won't give them just anything. Many probiotics are not shelf stable. They deteriorate in the warehouse and in shipping, so what's on the box is no longer in the product by the time it gets to you. That's why I developed Probiotic Essentials, so I can rest assured my family is getting the full dose of high-quality strains their bodies need. In fact, we regularly send our Probiotic Essentials from our store shelves to an independent lab to verify the quality and potency of our product. Yeah, we're a little crazy about quality control, but you know what? That's okay with me. Knowing that your family and mine are getting nothing but the highest quality probiotics possible makes it the kind of crazy I can live with. Learn more about our probiotic essentials as well as other supplements at AskJoeD.com. The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget. You make annual checkups. You pray for a happy and healthy home. Here on the Ask the Pharmacist show, I know how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. As a registered pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist, and naturopath, it's my goal to help bridge the gap between conventional and alternative naturopathic medicine. Every day, I'm here to discuss the most recent headlines, scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is most important or hype. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, I strive to bring your health into a spiritual focus with a firm reliance on God and the promises found in His Word. It's my prayer for you and listeners all across America that you enjoy good health and happiness each and every day. Stay tuned, listen, learn, and live healthy. This is Joe DiMatteo. Ask the Pharmacist continues in a moment.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoeD.com.
Welcome back to America's Health Talk Hour. This is Joe DiMatteo of the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. If you're just joining us, you can reach us today at 1-800-281-8255. That's 800-281-8255 or at AskJoeD.com. Let's get back to talking your health. Thanks for being with us. We're going to get back to the phones, 800-281-8255. If you need to call, set up a consultation with Joyce, our nurse practitioner, myself, you certainly need to consider that. I don't know. You could be battling high blood pressure, but there could be some underlying factors. We're talking about hypertension today. I can't do a A to Z complete scenario, but there's some basic thoughts. Many of you are just settling for just using the medication. I don't want you to stop using the medication, but you should be attempting to see, I need to get to the root of this, because there could be a deeper warning signal that comes from that. Before we get back to that, I'm going to read an email. Enjoy your show. This is just recent, and your products. Interested in your opinion on a whole foods vegan diet. I'm vegetarian for the past 6 years. I generally eat grains, vegetables, fruits, dairy, eggs, legumes, beans. I find the dairy is very congesting, hard to digest. Excuse me, I'm struggling with my throat today. I so apologize. I want to make sure that I'm getting enough protein. I think for folks that truly go vegan, they do battle protein deficiencies. It's not uncommon. I, as a starting place to that, would recommend that you continue to do whatever you can, getting them from plant and vegetable, bean, legume sources. Add one of our essential meal pluses is a plant-based protein. Make a smoothie every morning. We have 21 grams of protein in a scoop. It's a pea protein, a pumpkin protein. You got three different sources of plant-based proteins. So that becomes a great option to add it in. The other thing I would do, your comment, I find the dairy is congesting. In other words, she's saying that it probably causes her to be congested in her sinuses and might even constipate her. That would be legitimate because it can. She says, I find it even hard to digest, but now I need to make sure I'm getting enough protein. So we need to switch her to alternative sources. I would do the Essential Meal Plus. I would look to get more nut butters in your diet. You must, as a point too for vegetarians, vegans, make sure you get a B12 level done. Got to have your vitamin B12 level checked. You've got to have your vitamin D levels checked and your iron levels and your serum ferritin. Iron, serum ferritin. Get a complete iron panel and a B12, because many times we see these two areas in particular low in folks that are vegans. 800-281-8255. We open the show with, is happiness something that originates externally to you? Your environment, how well you do, how good looking you are, how attractive you are, what your position or title is, or what other people say about you, or is it intrinsic? Does it come from inside? And is it related to our ability to choose to be happy, to make a choice? Psalm 34, 1 through verse 9 speaks to that, and we talked about extolling him and boasting in him, and those that look to him that they are radiant, and tasting of the Lord implies giving God a chance in our lives, and it shows that he is good and that he is faithful to those that are willing to engage. And those that fear him, says the scripture, lack nothing, verse 9, Psalm. And then the second part that I wanted to just touch on, and we'll come back at the end. Our words, what we say and do with our tongues, does it impact our environment? Could it create a peaceable environment? I think you all know the answer to that is yes. But are you and I choosing, are we making a decision to guard and hold our tongues in our homes, in our relationships, with our coworkers, in our businesses? Are you choosing to hold your tongue? Verse 13, chapter 34 of the Psalm says, keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil, do good, seek peace, pursue it. For whoever of you in verse 12 says loves life and desires to see many good days, keep, you want to see good days, you want to have your life be pleasurable, you love life and you want to see the full measure of it, keep your tongue, keep your tongue, keep my tongue. Turn from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The words that I speak have a huge impact on hostility or peace in my environment in which I live. 800-281-8255. Let's go south to Louisiana. We have Paul in Louisiana. Paul, thanks for your call. How can I help today?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joe.
Sure.
I've spoken with you before. You may, I don't know if you remember, I was on disability for rheumatoid arthritis and pseudo-gout for a number of years Enbrel and morphine and a number of things.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yes.
God healed me. And I the only medication I take, which I just started now, is Flomax. Went from 16 prescriptions to one.
Okay, so let's not blow over that. Like we're just making it like God healed me and I went from 16 prescriptions to one and like, okay, what's your question? No, we need to stop right there. I mean, seriously, you had a full-blown godly intervention, deliverance, healing. I mean, because look, Enbrel, morphine, pain meds, full-blown rheumatoid arthritis, a dozen and a half meds, and you're down to one.
That's right.
Almost virtually instantaneously.
No, it didn't happen instantaneously. It
okay.
did not.
All right.
I because of the way Medicare and things are, I could not afford Enbrel anymore, and
okay.
I could not get on the program.
Okay.
And I had also recently discovered the Holy Spirit. My previous theology didn't give me a lot of education in that.
Yes.
And that opened my mind to healing, and I just sat down and talked with the Lord and said, Lord, I can't afford this. Is this your food? And I'm trusting you to heal me. And that was 4 years ago.
You changed your life? You changed your lifestyle?
I changed everything.
Amen.
I changed what I put in my head,
yes.
the things I watch on TV,
Amen, brother.
Who I hang around with.
Amen, brother.
I made God first. And over a period of about a year and a half, I've been healed.
That is awesome. And that's what I wanted to get to the root, was just a gradual process. And I think that God can sovereignly touch someone instantaneously and just move and change everything. God can do it over the course of time. He can, as you see with your life, but it engaged you and how you had to begin to make changes, but a trust and a belief in beginning to seek him. And it says in Psalm 34, I think it's 33 or 34, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me. And praise God, brother. That's an awesome testimony.
It has been absolutely amazing. The
That's
last
nice.
Thing that happened was I was on 165 milligrams of morphine a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my pain management doctor said, I'll have to put you in the hospital to get you off of it. And I said, I don't think so. I got off Enbrel. I prayed about it. I threw the bottle away, and I didn't even have a fever.
Well, that I can tell you is truly miraculous, because there's no way folks just throw away that amount of medication on a daily basis and walk away with no withdrawal. So that is truly, truly God intervention there. Praise God, brother. You just encouraged me. What's going on with your PSAs and triglycerides? And so, go ahead. You have something else to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's good. I felt like, and my doctor felt like, I have a very good clinician who thought I was having thyroid problems.
Okay.
Ran a full panel on me, and my numbers had actually improved over the last year. He ran pretty much every thyroid test there is, I think. There were five or six different ones related to the thyroid. I don't remember them all. And it was fine. The only thing left, although they had improved, was my triglycerides were high. And I know diet and exercise is the key, and I'm working on that.
Okay. How high was your triglycerides?
3-something, 370 maybe.
Yeah, that's high. All right. Okay.
And blood pressure, everything is now fine. I used to be on blood pressure medication. I haven't taken it either in years. Everything's fine but that.
Okay.
And also, I wake up at night to urinate. And so I had a digital exam done while I was there, PSA again. My PSA last year was 3. This year it's 4. He said my one lobe was swollen a little bit, nothing outlandish, and put me on Flomax again. But it just doesn't seem to be helping that much.
Huh. Okay, I'm surprised because Flomax relaxes the ureter. Opens up and allows the bladder through the prostate as it's traveling through that ureter to relax and open up. So I'm surprised. They have you on one a day of the Flomax, 0.4 milligrams?
Yep.
Okay.
One a day. I was on it before, and it made a huge difference before.
Okay.
And I can tell a difference now, but I still have to get up and go a time or two a night.
Well, what could happen over time here is that he might have to increase it. Some folks can go to 2 a day. There's more side effects with it. But maybe what we need to do with you is to try to manage and support the prostate gland so that there's less potential for this conversion factor. What I would recommend is our Prostate Essentials Plus. I would recommend 3 of those a day, ongoing for a couple of months. I would add 2 of our zinc essentials with that, one breakfast, one dinner as well, along with what you're doing. Let's see if we can get that prostatic tissue to shrink down a little bit. See, because Flomax, that pharmaceutical, will work, and it'll help you to void and empty your bladder more efficiently. The problem is often, though, for individuals that use that, you have to understand that it doesn't change the structure and function of the prostate gland. Now, the only other meds that are available to do that are drugs like finasteride, dutasteride. They block testosterone, the dihydrotestosterone conversion. And there are some side effects, libido and sexual drive and ED and so on. So sometimes there are some issues there. So what my recommendation would be, would try to go more natural to try to reduce the size of the prostate gland, as opposed to some meds. If you have to, you got to go to dutasteride, not finasteride, in my opinion. But get on to some natural preps first and see what it does with that PSA. My second recommendation, if your PSAs, you can't get them to move, and you do what I'm talking about here, this natural support, Prostate Essentials Plus and the Zinc Essentials, you still can't get the PSA to come down out of that 4 range, then I would add our turmeric extracts and our soy isoflavones. There are study pieces that show that elevated PSAs, as long as it's not caused by cancer, right? It's just elevated PSA because of prostate enlargement. It will respond to good absorbable forms of turmeric and soy isoflavones. So that's a great option for you to consider as a Roman numeral 2 to the PSA issue, if the first one doesn't do it.
I should also tell you, I take 2 Flomax every morning. I take your Omega 800s and your probiotics as well.
Okay. And so you are using 2 of the Flomax daily?
One of the Flomax. Take 2 of your Inflammu. I'm sorry,
Inflammu.
I said Flomax.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, ironically, there is a little bit of turmeric in there, but I think we need to go to higher doses. But the Inflammove is an awesome product just from a joint standpoint, inflammation of joints. But ironically, that could help you a little bit too with some of the ingredients that are in there. So you've got some options with the prostate gland itself. Where you can eventually go even with the PSA, depending on how you do. Your testimony is awesome, brother. It's terrific. God bless you.
What about the triglycerides? Anything natural?
Triglycerides. How much of the omegas you using right now? Omega 800s?
One a day.
Yeah, at a minimum, you got to go up to two at a minimum. And watch the amount of, I don't know how you're doing with sugar, carbs, crackers, pretzels, breads, white breads. I would really, really, really look to eliminate those and reduce those. Go up to two or three on the omegas of the 800s. If that still doesn't do it, I would make another recommendation, but I would work with what you have first.
Okay.
All right,
thank
awesome,
you,
brother. You're welcome. God bless you. You have a great day. 800-281-8255 on air, off air. Talk to Terry. Set up a time, 888-865-9595. Low vitamin C linked to increase cerebral hemorrhage. What's that mean? Bleeding on the brain. So wait a minute. You're telling me that if I just start taking my supplements of your L-ascorbate now, your buffered vitamin C, that I'll never have a cerebral hemorrhage? Well, there's a lot of things that can be creating this, but there's a trend line. Stephen Vanier, neurologist in Rennes, R-E-N-N-E-S, Rennes, France, at Ponchatello University Hospital, did a report, Medscape, just about 2 years ago, and showed that in 135 folks that entered the hospital with a cerebral hemorrhage, bleeding on the brain, what they checked was, believe it or not, their plasma ascorbate levels. This is wild. And it showed of the 135 individuals that came through, the mean plasma, not average, the mean was 45.8 of the when they measured their plasma C levels, ascorbate. Of these participants, 41% had normal C, which was more than 38. 45% showed depletion down to as low as 11 picomoles versus the higher range of 38 or the mean of 45. 14% were even lower, and here's what they found. Those with the significantly low plasma concentrations had the highest rate of cerebral brain hemorrhage. The study found a strong risk factor for deep in the brain, intracerebral hemorrhage and high blood pressure, alcohol, being overweight. So this guy talks about, this neurologist talks about, look, vitamin C can increase blood pressure. So maybe partly what we see is folks that eat fruits and vegetables and so on get a lot of ascorbic acid, ascorbate in their diet. We know, he says, that it improves vessels, their health and the integrity. We're going to talk about that in a moment. He says, well, maybe that's the reason why we see, and I think it's very possible, buffered vitamin C can improve collagen synthesis, collagen mate. What is collagen? Where do we use collagen? Helps your skin, right? Collagen helps your skin. Collagen helps your skin to repair. You can build collagen network in your joints better, at your connective tissue, your ligaments and tendons. So we know that the ascorbates do a number of things. Help your cells to breathe better, respiration. It has a cleansing. When you raise your ascorbate levels, you help the body to cleanse at a cellular level. It's called a peroxidase cleansing system. It helps to recycle selenium and vitamin E. It helps to synthesize and helps the body support glutathione, which is the key antioxidant. It helps you detoxify many chemicals and drugs that you're exposed to. Believe it or not, ascorbates are involved in hormone synthesis, how I make my hormones, the integrity of your connective tissue, which is critical, how I maintain connection between ligaments and tendons and muscles and ligaments. They connect connective tissue. It improves cartilage structure and formation, capillaries, We're even talking about the structural components of the brain, even your bone and your teeth. Scorbates are shown to increase cellular resistance. I mean, the list goes on. We know right now that animals, plants, synthesize their own seed. The only ones that can't are guinea pigs and monkeys and obviously humans. But what they find in animals that can synthesize their own ascorbate, that they will make on a weight per weight basis compared to humans up to 15 grams, 15,000 milligrams a day, depending upon the stress in their lives and hunting and chasing down food, etc. They synthesize tons of vitamin C. C, your friend. The ascorbates are definitely your friend. High blood pressure, hypertension, we didn't get to it completely. We're going to cover it a little bit tomorrow. We're going to talk about the role of lifestyle and dietary changes. The obvious weight loss, getting rid of bad fats, cutting back on sugars, increasing magnesium and potassium in your diet, cutting back on the amount of sodium that you use, having your vitamin D levels checked, and getting your vitamin D in a healthier range. Can that improve your blood pressure readings? Absolutely. How about flavonoid compounds? What's a flavonoid? Actually, technically, what's in dark chocolate, what's in quercetin. Maybe you can get a canister of our purples or reds and use a scoop or two of that a day. Get some of those flavonoid compounds into your life, or repair essentials. So our magnesium, vitamin D, all of the vitamin C, all these components play into helping to keep your blood pressure more normalized and more healthy. Off-air number 888-865-9595. I'm a 37-year-old female with a BRCA1 gene mutation. That's for cancers, breast cancers, hormone-related cancers. I had a total hysterectomy just a few weeks ago. I talked to my doc. I do CrossFit. I know it's good for me, but I need to protect my bones, and I need to protect my brain, and I need to – she goes, I don't know what to do. I'm not real sure. Thank you for your time. I think, number one, we've got to get you on something like the bone or the osteo essentials. Your heart, you know, the ascorbates and maybe some Perfect E and some CoQ. Your cognition, you know, there's a whole lot you can do. Once you remove the hormones, there's a huge link to cognitive and mental decline. And I'm not sure that there's a supplement that overcomes or changes that process. 888-865-9595. Take a look at the website. Look at the specials that we have up there for you. A lot of good things going on. Choices in our lives. Hey, a lot of bad things happen, but I have a choice today. I can choose, the psalmist said, to extol him at all times, to boast in him, to look to him. Because if I do, the Bible says that I become more radiant. I radiate the love of God, the peace of God. That as I taste of the Lord, as I invest in the Lord, as I give of myself to him, he begins to endue and imbue us with his presence. You affect your environment. Choose your words wisely. You can use words that create an environment of hostility, or you can choose words that create an environment of peace. If you love your life, keep your tongue from evil, from speaking lies. Turn from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Relationships are built on the words that we speak, not merely feelings. Relationships are built on the words that we speak, not merely feelings. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Be well.
You only want what's best for your family. You understand that you might only be able to save a few dollars by buying generic paper towels, but you stick to the brand names when it comes down to what's really important. Take omega-3 fish oil, for example. You can buy 500 soft gels for less than $20 at many big box stores, but you know that if you do, you'll be tasting fish all day, and you won't be getting close to the strength your body needs to see any real results. And how can you really be sure that the heavy metal toxins have been removed? Where's the bargain? The Essentials brand omega-3 800 is molecularly distilled for purity, has a great lemon taste, and is ultra-concentrated so that you can take fewer soft gels and feel results. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist designed omega-3 800s to be the premier fish oil supplement on the market today. Visit www.askjoedimatteo.com or call 877-275-7743 for more information on omega-3 800s and why they're the smart choice for you and your family.